Thanks for listening to this message from the life of St. Bees. We're a church that loves to empower, equip and inspire. And in order to better fulfill this call, we're currently undertaking an audacious church relocation project. Find out more, including how you can take part, at www.goandgrow.london. Thank you, and may this message better help you to live a life full of adventurous faith.
These readings from Titus. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
Well, good evening. We're nearly there, aren't we? You got all those presents wrapped? Turkey stuffed? Amazing. I find it alarmingly easy to forget what it's all about. The reason for the season. Everything's just so distracting, isn't it? It's just so distracting. Our lives get crowded in with all sorts of things that make us think in a different way. I want to play us a little video clip from my favourite TV advert this year. And it's becoming something of a theme at St. Barnabas because David preached on a TV advert on the carol service last Sunday, and then Helen at the Christingle this afternoon preached on a different TV advert. But you may not have seen this one, and I love this particular TV advert because it so beautifully sends itself up. Let's have a look at this.
I know we weren't going to do presents.
Here.
Oh, my God, Joe. Oh. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Absolutely amazing.
Evening. I heard you had a new bag.
Well, yes, I literally just opened it.
Lordy, lordy. Do you mind if I... Oh, isn't that a picture?
I know. The door was open, so I thought I'd...
May I? Oh, there it is. I wouldn't normally go for red, but that really works, doesn't it? Someone's a very lucky girl.
Oh, yes, I know.
Sorry, traffic was a nightmare.
We come bearing gifts.
Thank you. Whoever you are.
Well, this is truly marvellous.
It smells amazing.
It's a thing of wonder.
Quite stupendous.
Guys, it's just a bag.
Is that your donkey?
No, I thought it was yours. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Well, what do you make of that? The Apostle Paul, in our reading from Titus, he described us as foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved. Bit strong? Maybe you think so. I think that the way I would kind of summarize that is by saying, it's so easy to get distracted. Distracted from what are the really important things in life. Distracted, I guess, ultimately from God, from the stuff of eternity. I wonder what are the main things that distract you. It could be money, either because you haven't got enough, because that makes us really anxious, doesn't it? Or by the allure of always wanting more, because we never have enough, do we? Or could it be work? Work's a major distraction. Takes us away from our family, takes us away from more important things. It's often been said that nobody ever says on their deathbed, I wish I'd spent more time at the office. What about marriage? For both men and women, they get distracted away from marriage by all sorts of things, and it never ends well. Another distraction is the kind of crazy race for fun. Now, don't get me wrong here. Fun is great, isn't it? Fun is fun. But I've noticed something. I've noticed something among some people that they're almost addicted to living life up the whole time. They're kind of completely taken over by it. And as a result, actually their lives become quite shallow. Another distraction is stuff. Just the kind of accumulation of stuff that we all have, whether it be clothes or gizmos or car or house or whatever, all that stuff that we accumulate. Jesus once said, life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. And our lives get so cluttered, don't they? It can be a big distraction. Distractions affect the whole of our lives, but it feels a little bit more extreme at Christmas. Now, I want to be a bit careful at this stage because I don't want to come across as a kind of Scrooge-type character. But here are some Christmas stats. We spend, on average, an average family spends £796 on Christmas. We spent £3.3 billion in the UK over the Black Friday weekend. Amazon sent out 7.4 million parcels on Black Friday alone. Retail websites just couldn't cope with the Black Friday weekend this year. Big names whose websites crashed or struggled, including Tesco's, John Lewis, and Argos. And then if you don't shop online and you go out to the shops, apparently 25% of the time that you spend out shopping, you are queuing over the Christmas season. Well, you know, you've heard of binge drinking, but sometimes Christmas can become a kind of binge everything. Of course, it isn't just about Christmas, it's about life. But the Christmas season brings certain things into focus. It strikes at what is really important in life and the things that we so often get all muddled up. This year, I lost my favourite suitcase. It was a gift from my mother, and it was a splendid thing, a thing of wonder it was. A beautiful suitcase. Not red, it was grey. And I was very upset at the loss of this suitcase because it's out of production. You can't get it new, at least, anyway. So I scoured eBay to see if I could get a like-for-like, identical replacement. And lo and behold, just as we were coming up to Christmas, the exact same suitcase came up on eBay. I was so excited. It was last Sunday. And so I bid on the auction. And I was just, you know, I'm going to get my suitcase back. It was really an exciting moment for me. I came off down to the carol services because I was involved in those. And then when I got home, the auction had ended and I had been outbid. I was so upset. Why? Why me? Why? Why? How could God do this to me? This appalling thing, my life was in shatters. And I thought, hang on a moment. It's just a suitcase. It's just a suitcase. It was only grey. At the end of the Mulberry advert, the husband, Joe, says, "Guys, it's just a bag." Now, of course, this should have been a sort of Emperor Has No Clothes type moment where they suddenly realize it's just a bag. But in fact, in the advert, you get that embarrassed silence. And then they kind of laugh it off. And I find I react in much the same way so often. The infrastructure of our lives has become so elaborate that it's easy to forget what's important. And what is the kind of fluff and stuffing of our lives? Perhaps sometimes we are, as the Apostle Paul put it, enslaved to some of this stuff. Now, I think that Christmas can change this for us. It can change this either for good or bad. Because for bad, ironically, Christmas can launch us into an even deeper sense of meaninglessness with all that kind of frippery of turkey and tipples and tinsel and TV. And nothing wrong with any of these in their right place, but so often we get them in the wrong place, don't we? They take up a place in our hearts that they shouldn't really. But on the other hand, Christmas can change this in a different direction as well, where we can, perhaps for a moment, grasp the reason for the season. Christmas can change our perspective. Until Jesus came into the world, people generally viewed God as distant, as totally awe-inspiring,
but ultimately as a judge who was to be feared. When Jesus came, that all changed. Now, we're so familiar with it now, it's hard to recognize just how revolutionary the message that Jesus gave and embodied was. He turned religion on its head. He showed us that God was a loving Father, that God was reaching out to us, that he had sent Jesus to be one of us, to live with us, to die for us. And that he's a God who is full of love and grace. And that we can't earn his favor. It's a free gift. You can't work your way up to God. He comes down to you. His love and his grace is a completely free gift, born out of his innate goodness. All we need to do is to receive it. And when we do, our lives are so affected, it's like being born all over again. Just like we were hearing from Stephen earlier. His life has been so affected, it's changed him. Verse 5 of our reading from Titus says, he saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Everything is renewed. Our lives, our attitudes, our relationships, the direction that our life is taking, our hearts. As the Holy Spirit works a miracle of grace in us as we become God's children. Not because we're good or special. No. Because of his love, unmerited love that we receive. And then from that, we are destined to live with him for eternity. Christmas can change our perspective. Jesus came to earth to save us. The ultimate Christmas present is not a bag or even a suitcase. The ultimate Christmas present is the kindness and love of God, our Savior, coming to us. Let's just say a prayer together. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending him, for revealing yourself through him, that we would know you as a loving Father. And we ask that this Christmas we would not get distracted, but would remember the reason for the season. Amen.